Conference Committee on Senate Bill 323, De-Engrossed. We are meeting on June 24, 1987, in Hearing Room 350 at 8 a.m.
All right, the Conference Committee is back in session, having recessed earlier. Council, where are we at the moment now? You've provided us.
You've got another black book.
You have a black 2-inch binder. It has LC amendments labeled -149 to the best of Catherine and my ability. It contains the material that has been agreed on, or in some cases not disagreed on, to date. There are a couple of things that I've found that need to be fixed, but as I say, to the best of our ability, everything you did yesterday is there. While I'm thinking about it, I do have one request. If there's anybody out in the audience who wants copies of the bill, please talk to Susan. Don't talk to me, don't talk to anybody else. I want her to control the distribution of stuff so that she knows where it is and where it's gone, because otherwise we get into a terrible mess with all the paper we have.
All right, now,
the one thing that I forgot to put into the section on professional liability funds is how long the terms of the members would be, after pointing that out as a deficiency of, okay, or an apparent deficiency of the 324 version. The majority 324 report called for three staggered 3-year terms. Would that be, I can just adopt that language if you think that's appropriate for them, for those commissions on those PLFs.
The terms on the PLF.
I'm sorry, I was engaged in another discussion.
The minority report and the D version don't have terms for the commissioners. Yes, would 3 years be okay?
That'd be fine.
Okay. There are 9-member commissions that work
super.
Well. Yeah, okay.
In the spirit of compromise, I'll go with these years.
Okay. All right. Occasionally you will see the phrase type of insurance in here. When the Senate did its version, we tried to eliminate that phrase because nobody could really define type very well, and we went to the phrase line of insurance or class of business consistently all the way through. That is used in most places in the House version, but occasionally types sneaks back in. Does anybody have any problems with getting rid of types and using lines of insurance or classes of business all the way through?
I have
a suggested change of language for the definition of non-economic benefits. There was a memo at your places.
Oh, all right, fine. No wait.
And if you can look at that and let me know what you think.
Where? I'm giving mine away, Mr. Chairman.
Pardon?
I gave mine to the chairman, so I...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's something we can do. Representative Phillips had to run down just for a minute to check in with the governor's office, and he'll be right back. But while he's gone, let's take a look at the memo that council gave us regarding the choice, the word arrangement, I guess is the best way to say it, on the definition of non-economic damages. Please look at it. I'd like to know if there's any objection. I think the point's well taken.
That's on what page?
It's on page
4 is the current, on page 5 is the current definition of non-economic damages on line 11.
Oh, there's a copy of the dictionary.
Council has gone through the arrangement there.
Inconvenience is not necessarily going to be third.
No, I don't think we're holding out for any particular order, just the... Oh, yeah, I see. He has moved inconvenience down in the list there.
I tried to group things together.
By category, yeah.
up without even seeing us the other day. I guess I'm on the conference committee, or whenever we get to the 10:32, it makes us come in for every time they see us. Run the program. Why do you want to run? Why would we ever think that we want to distance ourselves from that program? We don't want to run it.
Kevin, can I see a copy of your code?
So from Brockman going for all the spending. Jim Hill and me. We're waiting. We're really waiting. Yeah, I suppose we're waiting for another member. My guess is.
Well, let's see. Anyway, that's what he told me.
We have anything that's totally non-contact.
That's what I'm just looking about here. What about?
Is this controversial, amending? Did you want
to... That's what I raised that right now because I wanted the members to...
I don't see a problem. Okay. I would move that we adopt the language that Eric came up with in his memo dated June 24th, 1987, re-suggested language change to paragraph 2B defining non-economic damages.
All right, and if Representative Phillips has any viewpoint on that he wants to express, we'll listen to him when he gets back, but is there any objection?
Just yes. Have a council run through the difference between the wording and objective and subjective there. For me one more time. Currently it reads, non-economic damage means subjective.
I'm sorry, that's my fault. That was just me asleep at the switch. That should be subjective, yes.
Okay. Oh, you mean on your draft? Oh,
yeah. On my draft. When I was copying,
Is there any objection then? All right, that'll be adopted.
Thank you, Senator Brennan. The only other question that Catherine wanted me to raise is in the definition of commercial liability insurance. My recollection was that we finally agreed not to include property insurance as an exception because it has its own definition section in the code. Her recollection is that we did want it included. It's on page 22.
I
have now come around to the view that it probably doesn't need to be in there.
Okay, well, now that you've got it all, this.
Okay.
Where is it on page 22?
It's not in there right now, and the issue is whether it needs to be.
I see.
I am now of the view that it doesn't need to be because it's separately defined in the code and clearly is not a part of liability insurance.
Okay.
So the exceptions there are for things that might be confused with commercial liability insurance, and that can't be.
Okay. We're okay. We don't have to make any
change. Yeah.
There is maybe there's something else we could look. Look at page 105.
This is of the big draft.
Yes, the -149. I missed my chance yesterday. If I'd put in another small amendment, we could be working on the -150.
On page 105 at line 20. Yesterday, Representative Springer moved to delete the word professional after nonprofit and before association, as I recall. And there's, I think that there may be some desire to reinstate that word. Am I correct on that?
Yes, I think it would include, as it stands now, it includes every single insurance agent, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure we want to do that.
Reinsert professional.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any objection to that, Dick? Or do you want to think about it a minute?
Well, if that's the sense that the group wants to reconsider I'm willing to accept that decision. I wouldn't object. I hope that maybe that'd be an issue that we'll see how this works over the next couple of years, and maybe it's something we'd visit. But no, I don't have any problem.
I appreciate it.
Eric, there's two places we took it out, if I recall. Where did they go back in the actual page?
They go back in on both on line 20, one after the word nonprofit and the other after the word offers.
Any objection to all that? Thank you, Representative Springer, for your willingness to do that. Well, that'll be sorted. Okay, on page, well, let's see if this, on page 7, I'm sure Representative Phillips would want to participate in this, but subsection 2, beginning on line 4, remember Representative Phillips had his language, and then we kicked that around a little bit, and finally, he made a motion yesterday, and I popped up and said I liked what he had better than what he had written, better than what he proposed, but so we stuck in subsection 2, and now I've got reservations about it. I think maybe I like what the Representative Phillips did to start with better. And where would we, what page can we find that
in the
on?
The Green Book?
His original suggestion.
Sorry, folks.
It's on the contingent fee agreement.
Yes.
It's on page 10.
Page 10.
What he suggested was...
not page 10.
Is that it?
Yes.
Page 10.
That is.
I'm in the wrong
page,
section.
Page 10 of the...
What he originally suggested was section 8, sub 1 and 2, striking 3, sub 3, and then on line 30, changing void to voidable.
Yeah.
I think what your amendment was yesterday, Senator, was to go with the C engrossed and add sub 3.
That was it.
That's it.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we better wait and find out now where he is on this.
What else do we need to, is there anything else we need to flag and come back to on that? Similar vein.
Well, there's. You mean in terms of form change? Or?
Well, we can sort of find the places and get to and then locate where we are and then kind of when he comes back through it again. It takes a while to find the right place in the book. And
let's
the right
do it.
Pages. If you've got other changes you want to recommend, I guess we ought to locate them.
Let's do that then. Page 3. On line 5, I would suggest the addition of the words or recklessness after the word malice, stemming from the discussion that I had with the two lawyers here in the law books. And remember, yesterday we were trying to figure out what the malice meant in terms of the legal definition. And I think it covers this myself. But that's the reason that it wasn't in there to start with. But anyway, they've got me kind of convinced that that it wouldn't necessarily be read to include that. And so, Representative Phillips, we are. I'll catch you up to date in a minute on what we on all the things we did while you were gone. But right this minute, on page 3, line 5.
I'm just a little uncomfortable without putting the word in recklessness.
I was just saying, Paul, before you walked in there, that I'm suggesting adding the word, those words after the word malice. It was my view, malice included that anyway. And the lawyers have shown me these cases, and I'm not all like I still think that it's included in malice, but anyway, it's recommended that word be added. Do you have any objection to that?
Yeah, well, Senator, you brought convincing points the other day. It happened to be concurred with by Kathleen Buffet when we originally discussed that, and other counsel. So I think you can go with malice and leave it at that.
Well, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
I heard the discussion by Kathleen, and I've also heard differing opinions on it. I think if our intent is to cover a physician who has amputated the wrong limb under the influence of alcohol, that we ought to just put it in there that it includes recklessness. If our intent is not to award punitives to a physician in a hypothetical situation who is under the influence of alcohol and a situation arises where the wrong kidney is taken out or there's some kind of surgical operation that's not performed correctly due to the influence of alcohol, I think that we should state that. I'm not certain why we would leave that language vague.
All right. Okay. I guess that's the argument. Do you have any position on that, John?
I don't have a strong argument on that. I've got other things to worry about.
There's a call of the House, as I understand it.
Can we? You want to move on this?
Let's move on this one before you got people leave, so we can get this done. Is there any? Falls. Senator Brenham has no objection, but you want to be noted as having an objection or not on that?
Yes, I do.
All right, then that'll be the committee decision then to add the words on line 5, page 3, or recklessness. We will be in recess for a call of the House.
We'll be right. We'll vote and come back.
Promises.
No.
Back in session now, and we'll return to the same subject we left off with. Page 3, line 5, before the House call, we added the words or recklessness after the word malice, and upon due reflection, Senator Brenneman decided that wasn't very good, and I'm still willing to leave it off, and I would make that recommendation and try to put enough information in the record so that we know what we're talking about when we talk about malice. It's not the intention of the legislature to change the definition of malice by this particular bill. I'm going to have in the record a page from Black's Law Dictionary which defines malice in fact and malice in law. And I said when I carried the bill on the Senate floor, I put in the record there that that's what malice was intended to cover, and that's still what I intend to mean by the word malice. And so is there any objection to going back then to just the use of the word malice without the word recklessness? I would add also that Representative Dix's hypothetical would be covered under the circumstances. Any objection to that now?
Can I suggest that you also make reference to constructive malice? Because I think that's really
the irony of this is what I'm considering.
Rhett, if you get
all right, okay. Well, this, yeah, we have pages 862 and 863 from Black's Law Dictionary, which defines malice in all of its various forms: actual malice, constructive malice, express malice, implied malice, legal malice, malice of forethought, malice in fact, and malice in law. And I would venture to say that there's an Oregon case that covers every one of those kinds of malice, but when I use the word malice, I mean malice in all the senses of the word. Now, is that clear enough for the record, you think, folks? Okay.
Yes.
All right, fine. Let's, Paul, when you were out earlier, I called attention to, on page 7, beginning at line 4, through the discussion we had yesterday where I said I liked your language better than the suggestion that you actually made yourself. Remember that discussion yesterday on attorney fees? If you look on page 7, line 4.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now my suggestion is to go back to your original suggestion and take out subsection 2. David will state what your original suggestion was before I butted in.
Well, correct me, Representative Phelps, if I'm wrong, but I believe it was the D engrossed section 8, sub 1 and 2, with the change in the word.
Tell us what the page is.
I'm sorry, page 10 in the green book.
I want to make sure that you...
After the tab.
Well, I thought I cut a pretty sweet deal yesterday. I just finally won one.
Apparently it was too sweet.
Line 30, the word void was changed to voidable. And then striking the sub 3 under... I'm sorry, striking... Yeah, striking sub 3 under section 1 of... For section 8.
Now, do we have any objection to going back to Representative Phillips' first suggestion?
Page 10 in the green book and page 7, line 4 in the black book. Well, the fact of the matter is, Senator, I offered that in the spirit of compromise, thinking that I was going to get something out of the bill. And I've gotten something all right, and I frankly like the way the package is right now.
Well, I think you've got
a lot.
I mean,
on this particular section. It's not being all-inclusive as to include the bill. Just part of it. I thought you showed eminent wisdom in going along with me yesterday.
How much is it worth it for you, Mr. Chair?
Well, if I promise not to keep us here more than 30 more minutes, how about that?
We got a motion on the floor. I have a feeling I know how it's going to come out. That's. You know.
I would move that we replace. We strike.
I think the simplest thing to do is just to strike all of the contingent fee section and go back to the original message.
Okay. I would strike the contingent fee section. That's incorporated in 323D-149 and would put in the D engrossed contingent fees section with the change that on line 30 of the green book in that section, void is voidable, and following the period after voidable, all of that is struck, which is sub 3.
Any objection?
I object.
Yeah. All right. So we're in. Okay, now on page 10. On page 10, the chair would move following line 12.
Page 10.
Page 10 of your
black.
Their black book. After line 12, inserting a new section 12B. Which would be Section 5 of Senate Bill 222. That is the section having to do with the pleading of damages.
Is that otherwise alias the prayer?
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that not third party, but it was actually the prayer
right.
part.
You're right.
I know about prayers. I've been praying all morning. So far, it hasn't done any good.
Any objection to that motion? All right, that's the word. Now turn to page 105. Were you here, Paul, when we discussed reinserting? Yesterday, Representative Springer moved to take out the word professional in two places on line 20. Nonprofit association, they took the word professional out after the word nonprofit and also after the word offers.
Yeah.
And reconsideration, it is suggested that that word be reinserted. And anyone want to speak to that, to the reason for that?
Well, I guess an explanation. You didn't want to get Teamsters organizations and other big groups like that involved in this one? Is that?
No, I think it's a question of, if you take professional out, you include all the independent insurance agents.
Insurance agents would go up the walls over that.
That's,
I suppose that's the reason. Okay. Is there any objection? Dick, do you have any objection to reinserting the word professional in those two places?
No, I'm willing to reconsider and go with the majority of the committee, Mr. Chair.
All right. I appreciate that, Representative Springer. That's the word. Now let's go to page 6. Actually, go back to page 10 for a second. And in page 10, I think we've got two things. I think there are two things left that I want to talk about. I've got one thing left I want to talk about, and I'm sure there's one other thing that other people want to talk about. But on page 10, I would suggest a section 12C, which would be section 1 of Senate Bill 22, of 222.
I must compliment you for your persistence. I want you to know.
That's just my suggestion. Now we can go to page... we can go over here to page...
part of the package.
6.
Did we adopt that, Senator?
I didn't hear an objection.
I didn't hear a formal motion. Let's put it that way.
Well, I suppose we've hashed that, we've hashed that third party practice. We've hashed joint and several out to the point, I suppose, now, right now, the way the thing sits, we've adopted, the committee has adopted, not unanimously, but we've adopted the 10% level for, joint and several liability in cases of economic for cases of both economic and non-economic damages. That's where we sit at the present time. Of course, it's my strong recommendation that that's where the committee ought to stay, but spirit of compromise, I suppose we could look at some very slight change if that's going to make everybody happy.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't think it's going to make anybody happy.
All right.
But I'd move 15 and assume that this is the closing kind of point. I don't think it makes anybody happy.
I think as a motion, if no one objects, I would move the D engrossed joint and several section 15, which would only include takes out non-economic, which I believe both the House and the Senate put in, and puts 15 on economic.
You sure you want to do that?
No, I'm not. But
wait a minute.
Okay.
It's just a suggestion, not a motion.
So your motion goes beyond Senator Coon's motion.
Not yet.
Substantially beyond.
It's Senator not. Coon. It's not a motion. It's a discussion item on the table.
Okay. So instead of changing 10 to 15 on page 6, you would actually go back and you're seriously suggesting the adoption of the Senate version except raising 10 to 15. Is that it, Dave?
Except for, I think we've all agreed that we want the other pieces of the exceptions in, which is new language.
Yeah, the hazardous, the new language on air pollution, water pollution, and hazardous waste.
It begins on line 7 of page 6.
There's Chairman?
Yeah, yes, John.
Is there a motion on the table?
Well, I was so shocked by what Representative Dix just said that I...
Let me offer that I'll move that... I'll move
Actually, Joyce Cohen did make a motion, but you go ahead and make one, too, if you want.
I would move the House version D here with 20% and the new language on hazardous waste.
Well, all right,
I would object. I think it's a wonderful motion.
Well, I mean, I like mine the best of all. I mean, I like Senator Cohen's the best of all. What's the matter with hers?
I haven't heard one yet.
I mean, I know that you object, and Paul objects, but what's your rationale on that? Giving away the store like that.
I don't... I think that that in order for us to succeed at this issue,
that printed up, I think.
Yeah, would that be actually? Do you have to print it, or could we? Would it just be LC form or what?
Well, it can't. We had a proposed D engrossed, which it looks like a bill. Only it's Xeroxed.
Yeah, they can do that.
They can do that.
Well, it would.
Let's have it, Mr. Chairman, as close as we can get it.
To a bill. Right.
To a bill.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And I think
we've already spent 20 minutes on something that should have been dealt with in five.
Yeah.
And I'd rather not delay this anymore.
It would be the E engrossed version. Yes. E engrossed version. So the motion is to pass the E engrossed version concept this time. Any objections? So ordered, then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let the record show that Senator... Well, let's call the roll.
Yeah, I think that might...
Call the roll on Representative Dix's motion.
Brenneman?
No.
I'm sorry, I can't...
No.
Cohen?
Aye.
Dix?
Aye.
Phillips?
No.
Brenner?
Aye.
Fry?
Aye, and that carries. I don't know how long it'll take council to kind of put this together, but I assume maybe even later this afternoon we can get back together. Is that possible? Or
Catherine would know better than I.
Well, Joan's out there.
Well, what do we... As soon as we can.
Certainly tomorrow morning.
Certainly, yeah, by tomorrow morning. Okay, gang. If it's all right with you, we'll just leave it open, and I'll just call the meeting as soon as I've got the stuff here for us.
Can we leave our materials right here? I assume so.
Sure. All right. Thank you very much, and we'll be in. Let's be in recess. Okay. No, we'll adjourn until further notice of the chair. We'll